to right in this first half. Ball goes on the left side, and Oswalt immediately puts up the three for Green County Tech. And just like that, the Golden Eagles are on the board first, and now a foul to be called against the Golden Eagles in the backcourt. Luke Kansua picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Green County Tech here in the first quarter. Greg Gilbert met by a double team in the backcourt, but he's able to get the ball away, and Massillon breaks the press. Back the other way, Jackson Court puts up the three for the tie. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Oswalt. Back quickly comes Tech. Here is Scott with it. Ball goes over on the right side, now down on the low block, and looks like a foul can be called, I believe, on Jackson Court down on the low block. That is his first personal foul. He's foul number one against the Bombers here in the first quarter. We are 36 seconds into this contest. Tech with the ball, leading 3-0. Inbound pass goes to Scott on the right side. Now to Oswalt. He's going to drill into the lane, going in for the runner. Good. I believe it's actually Oswalt. So that's he's got all 5 points in this game so far. 5-0 Tech up. Here is Tate back the other way. Dribbles on the right side, pulls up for the jumper. Good, and Matt Holmes on the board. Wayne Tate with his first 2 points. Matt Holmes trailing 5-2. The world just over a minute into this game. Ball's up top with Harris. He'll throw it over on the right side. Now ball goes down to Oswalt down on the low block. His jumper no good. He gets his own rebound. He puts it back up. He can't get that to go. He gets a third chance and puts it back up and in. Noah Oswalt with all 7 of Tech's points and now a stoppage of play. Not sure why. But it is Mount Holmes' ball with 6:40 left to play in the first quarter. Golden Eagles up 7-2. Here is Tate with it. As Mount Holmes will break the press. Actually, Tech kind of backed off on it after a little bit. And now they're in a man-to-man. Here is Tate with it up top. Drills to the left side. Gives it there to McClain. McClain will dribble up to the top. Dribbles back over to the left side. Finds Corp down in the paint. He's going to go in for the layup. It won't go. Gets his own rebound. He puts it back up. A shot is blocked. And the ball comes into the hands of Morton. Back come the Golden Eagles, putting up the three on the right side. It won't go, but Oswalt gets another offensive board. He will dish it out to Kansua, and now the ball's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball on Tech's first turnover of the night. The bounce pass goes to Gilbert. He's met by Tull. Dolteen gets it to Podwaski. Now to Tate, who gets it into the front court. Finds Corp going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Jackson Corp will go to the line for the and-one situation with 5:52 left to play in the first quarter. See who they call that foul on. That is on Landon Morton. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 2 against the Golden Eagles here in the first quarter. The Jackson Corp at the free throw line. Shot is up. Won't go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Podwaski. And it will be Tech's ball with 5:51. Let's play in the first quarter. 7-4. Golden Eagles with the ball and the lead. Oswalt into the front court. Goes over on the left side. Scott. Ball goes over on the right now to Kinsella. Up top now to Harris. Over on the left side. Back up top to Harris. Harris going dribble to the low block. Now throws it back over on the left wing to Scott. His three-pointer won't go. And rebound is knocked around and controlled by Morton, who puts it back up and in. Mount Holmes giving up a little too many second chance opportunities to Tech. That's their fifth rebound. A lot of those coming on the offensive glass. 9-4 Tech up right now. Here is Tate went back the other way. His pass is knocked away and stolen by the Golden Eagles. They're quickly back the other way. That's Mount Holmes' first turnover of the evening. Here is Oswalt putting up another three. This one won't go. Gets his own rebound. He's going to dribble to the low block and now it's called for the travel. Already a 6th rebound for Tech, but their second turnover as well. Checking into the game for the Golden Eagles are Carson McDaniel and Jet Burnett as they replaced Noah Oswalt and Parker Harris. 5:01 left to play in the first quarter. A 5-point Golden Eagle advantage. Podwaski takes the inbound pass, throws it to Tate into the front court. Tate quickly, he's going to dribble to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, it won't go, and the rebound is controlled by McDaniel. Back quickly comes the Golden Eagles, now they turn it over, Tate's back the other way, going into the lane for the layup, good. That's going to be the key right now, see how many turnovers they can force Tech into. Tate with his first with 4 points on the night, 9-6 Mountain Home trailing Tech. About 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Foul's going to be called down on the low block. Looks like a reach is going to be called on Ryder McClain. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers here in the first quarter. Checking in for Greene County Tech is sophomore Banks Boozer as he replaces Luke Cancilla. Inbound pass goes to Boozer up top. Now he'll give it to Scott. Ball goes down over to Wharton. Now ball's knocked away. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Golden Eagles, and that's already their fourth turnover of the night. Oswald's going to check right back in for the Golden Eagles as he replaces Landon Morton. Now Tom with a chance to cut to one or tie on this possession. 4:15 left to play in the first quarter. 9-6 Tech up right now. Ball goes down on the low block to Podwoski. Good find by Ryder McClain for the layup by Podwoski. His first 2 points. 9-8 Tech's lead down to a single point. Ball goes down on the low in the left corner to Oswald. Now they're rotating the ball as it is down with McDaniel on the low block. Now he'll give it to Scott. Over on the left side, it goes to Burnett. His three-pointer, a little strong, and the rebound's controlled by Corp. Here is Gilbert with it. He's going to pull up for the long three for the lead. Good! Greg Gilbert with his first 3 points. We've got our first lead change as Mount Tom is up 11-9. About 3.5 minutes left in the opening period. Ball goes to Oswald. He's going to dribble in the paint, put up the jumper. Good. Noah Oswald already with 9 points, and that's our first tie of the evening. 11-all our score. Back quickly comes Mount Tom. Corp's going to put up the jumper. The free throw line, good. Jackson Corp with 4 on the evening. Mount Tom back on top, 13-11. 3:10 left to play in the opening period. Here is Burnett with it. Ball goes over to Oswald on the left side. His three-pointer won't go, and the rebound's controlled by McClain. Mount Tom with a chance to make it a two-possession lead. Here is McClain with it on the right side. Almost lost the handle of the ball, but gets it to Corp. He's going to put up the long three-pointer. In and out. And the rebound's controlled by Oswald. Eighth rebound already for Tech this evening. Oswald quickly into the lane. He loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And the Golden Eagles were inbounded underneath their basket. Connor Jarish coming in for the first time this evening. Also, Parker Harris coming back in. And trying to figure out, I saw one other sub for Tech. I believe it was Boston Goodman coming in. So, well, they're really rotating players this evening. Ball is being rotated. Ball goes around over on the right side to McDaniel. His three-pointer is up and in. And the Golden Eagles have the lead back. Carson McDaniel, his first 3 points of the evening. 14-13, back up with 2:25 left to play in the opening period. Here is McClain with it on the other side. He's going to dribble into the lane. Find Corp in the lane for the reverse layup. Good. Jackson Corp with 6 on the line. Mount Tom back on top, just like that. 15-14, our score. Here is Goodman with it. He's going to give it over on the left side to Jarish. His three-pointer won't go, but Tech gets another offensive board. Ball goes down in the left corner. Putting up the three is Connor Jarish. He gets his first 3 points of the night, and Tech is back on top. 17-15, our score. And now a jump ball is going to be called. It will be Mount Holmes' ball on the possession arrow, so they'll inbound it on their underneath their basket with 1:44 left to play in the opening period. Again, Golden Eagles up 17-15 right now. McClain will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Tate in the right corner. He'll dribble out to the wing. Tate takes the screen, has the ball knocked away from him, goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Last touched by Scott, and it will be Mount Tom inbounding it with 1:37 left to play in the opening quarter. 21 left on the shot clock. Tate inbounds it to Gilbert in the right corner. He'll get out to McClain. McClain gives it to Tate. 15 left to shoot. Tate just inside a half-court stripe over to Corp on the right side. Try to throw it to Podwoski. Ball's knocked away, but Corp gets it right back. Ball goes to Gilbert. He dribbles towards the lane. Now kicks out to Corp. He's going to put up the three for the lead. Good! Jackson Corp with 9 points. Already 5 lead changes. Mount Tom's up 18-17. 1:10 let's play in the opening period. Ball goes down on the low block going into the lane for the layup with Carson McDaniel. He has 5 on the night, and just like that, Tech's back on top, 19-18. 1 minute left to play in the quarter. Ball, Gilbert has the ball knocked away. A good defense there by Scotty. He just ran out of real estate. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline, and Mount Tom will inbound it with 55.5 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. Scott's going to take a seat for Tech, and so is Jarish, as I believe Banks Boozer came back in. I didn't see who else checked in. May have been Harris. Here is Tate with it on the left wing. He's dribbling to the free throw line. Now a 5-second call. Yep, he just let his defenders stay on him just a little too long. That's going to be Matt's home second turnover of the evening. Comes with 42.3 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. So the Golden Eagles get the ball back, leading by one. About a 7-second difference, 6 or 7 second difference in the shot clock and game clock. Ball goes over on the left side. As Harris puts up the three, it won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Gilbert. Shot clock is off. Mountain Home can't hold for the last shot of the period. 20 seconds left to play. Mountain Home looking to get the lead back. We've had 6 lead changes and 1 tie so far in this contest. We're down to 10. Tate with up top. Throws over to McLean on the right. He drills to the corner. Finds Corp in the lane. He tries to go up for the layup. He was fouled from behind. The shot wouldn't go, but he draws contact. So he'll go to the free throw line with 6 seconds left to play in the first quarter. That foul is on, I believe, Boston Goodman. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Golden Eagles here in the first quarter. Corp's first free throw, I don't believe it went. He is now 0 of 2 from the line with 9 points. One more chance to give tie this game back up. Hey boy, it went off the rim, took a high bounce off the backboard, and went back in, and we're tied up. And back quickly comes Tech as the ball goes into the lane. They're not going to count that basket. No, they said it was after the buzzer, and I believe they're right. So it's going to be a tie game after our first 8 minutes of play. Our score at the end of one: Mountain Home and Green County Tech knotted up at 19. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today, we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP, and stem cell treatments.